Okay, friend, I am back with another compilation episode with our Paper Camp coaches. You all really liked the one we did last week. It was episode 362, if you're not listening in real time. But we are doing it again. But this time, I'm taking a different approach and asking a different set of questions. And these ones are directly aimed at our coaches who are wholesale buyers that run retail storefronts. So today's questions are going to focus on tips for pitching products to buyers and also how to build wholesale relationships between stores and brands. You know, last week we wrapped up the 44th round of Paper Camp, and I am so grateful to these coaches for providing so much personalized feedback to our students. Myself and our coaches were in our community group every day answering questions, sharing solutions, and connecting with our students. So many of them have already updated their pricing, their terms and conditions. They've created catalogs. They're sending out their first pitches. Some have completely revamped their retention strategies and how they're reaching out to existing accounts too. It has been so fun to see the transformations in such a short amount of time. Well, today's episode features two of our coaches, Teresa Delaney of Creative Kind and Jen Palacio of Tiny Turns Papery. Both have retail storefronts and purchase products from members of our community. So I will be sure to link their brands and their stores in the show notes. So definitely go check those out. But here are the questions I asked these coaches. First, what is the best way that you like to be pitched by a brand? Two, how do you not want to be pitched by a brand? This one's important, right? What not to do is equally as important as what to do. And the third one is, what is something that you see brands worrying about that doesn't really affect your buying decisions? I know, having worked with thousands of brands and having had a brand myself, we do worry about the minutiae. We worry about the details. And so there are things that sometimes we're just overthinking and worried about, but yet they do not affect the buying decision. So our coaches are going to weigh in on that here on today's episode. Now, we won't be offering another round of Paper Camp until 2025. So if you missed this round, it was round 44, be sure to get on the waitlist at prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/papercamp.
I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started.
The best way I like to be pitched by a brand as a buyer, from someone who understands the pitching side of it as well, is still email. There are a ton of benefits to samples and mailers and trade shows and events and anything that lets you get your product into the hands of the buyer. But at the end of the day, those aren't always the most accessible means or affordable means of getting in front of buyers. And email is still the number one best way to contact. It allows me to review your information when I have my buyer's hat on. Buyers wear a million hats. They're more often than not the shop owner or a longtime manager for that store. And it's very rare that our single task is buying. So it's hard to toggle between your accountant, your HR, your manager, your shop floor, whatever other roles you have. It's difficult to switch between those to buyer mode. So when you get something like a phone call or a DM or someone walking in, it's very hard to put that hat on and have that conversation all in that moment. Whereas when it can be done over email, I can put it into an inbox folder. I can go reference back to, you know, a collection of them that I've gotten over the last few weeks at once with my hat on. And I can really think through what I'm seeing, and I can pay everything the attention it deserves. And I can do it at my own pace as well, which is important for decisions like buying.
In terms of being pitched to by brands, I don't think that there is a best way or preferred way that I have. I think it's more important that whatever way that you do pitch me, it's done somewhat thoughtfully. So if you're going to send me a mailer, send me a couple, not like an overload of different examples of your work if it's the first time, or if you're doing a new release, you don't have to send every single apron. You can maybe send one if you want to have the feel of the material. Honestly, probably even just a sample of the material would be fine. And then high quality pictures of the different available options or the catalog or whatever it is. And in the case for me, since I am a stationery store, a little handwritten note goes a long way to make me feel like some personalized effort was put into that. But if it's an email pitch, which is fine too, make sure that it's clear that you know who I am and what my store is. I get a lot of emails to Dear Tiny, and that's not a great foot to start off on. And make sure there's, in whatever way that you are pitching me, a really easy, clear way to get to the purchase without a lot of clicks, with a lot of effort. And I think understand that I get 300 emails in an hour sometimes. So it's not personal if you don't hear a response right away. And sometimes people have pitched me like 3 or 4 times before I have the time or the energy or the money to take any action on that. And I think that's the most important thing to think about, is putting your best foot forward, but also trying really hard not to take it personally if you plant a lot of seeds and it takes a little while for them to bear fruit.
The number one way I do not want to be pitched by a brand is someone walking into the store unannounced, product in hand, asking me to buy it. When I tell you I dreaded this every day in the store, I'm not lying. It's not that buyers don't want to see your product. It's not that we don't appreciate the effort of coming in, seeing the space. That all is meaningful, but it's so incredibly awkward and it's so inconvenient for the buyers, who are more than likely focused on something else, whether it's the customer in the store, their employees, tasks they have to get done while they're in the store, merchandising, inventory counting, whatever that might be, something that it's hard to interrupt. And then they're forced to look at your product and give you a very quick judgment on something that you've very likely poured a lot of time and energy and love into. And no one wants to be put in that position. Buying requires so many inputs and variables, from seasonality to budget to shelf space to values to a myriad of other things. And of course, the quality of the product and the passion for the product matters, but it's very hard and it puts the buyer in a very difficult position when you ask them for a snap judgment on the spot when they've looked at your product for maybe a couple of minutes and they're staring the person in the face that made it. I just cannot recommend it. If anything, email, ask for a meeting if you really want to bring it in, or just drop a sample off discreetly and don't expect a long conversation, and definitely don't expect a yes or no right in that moment.
In terms of how I do not want to be pitched to it by a brand, and this has changed over time, and I know this is just my opinion and other people might feel a different kind of way, is I really don't want you to come into my store with the intent to pitch me, because I might not be there. And it makes it really awkward for my employees. And it's really not a great way to start a relationship, by feeling a little bit like you've been taken by surprise, or there's a little bit of a feeling of ambush if I'm doing something in the store and then somebody's starting to talk to me about their products or their line. And as much as I love meeting artists face-to-face, if it's like immediately a sales pitch, it isn't always the best way to start that. I think it's fine if you happen to be in my store to introduce yourself and tell me who you are, and then follow up later with a normal email, postcard, whatever other way that you normally pitch a store. But I think that that's the worst way, to just come in and say, do you want to look at my catalog? And then the second worst way is to call, because it's, again, rarely me who's answering the phone, and I'm terrible at listening to voicemail. And so it's not as much of an uncomfortable situation as the face-to-face thing. And it's more that I just don't think, for me, it's an effective way to get in touch with me and get me to take a look at the great products that you're trying to show me.
One thing I see brands worrying about that doesn't really affect my buying decisions is forms of payment. Naturally, there are forms of payment that are more convenient and more quote-unquote modern. For instance, just invoicing over one of your payment platforms, even better, having a checkout through a secure website or through a wholesale platform. But if a buyer wants your product, they will find a way to get it. And if that means they need to Venmo you for it, write a check for it. I will say checks are my least favorite forms because I don't tend to order them. So I might ask you if there's an alternate form of payment, but that's the thing is you can offer multiple. Make it easy for the person to make the purchase. Don't stress too much about what those two or three payment form options are, but just have a couple and you're more than likely going to land in the right spot with the person who wants to buy the product. And you can always have that conversation and figure it out if they don't want to use one of the ones you currently offer. But that is definitely one that I think you should just start selling. There's so many easy channels out there now for you to take and accept payments pretty easily that buyers are comfortable with. So go ahead and pick one, pick two, even better, and just start running with it.